It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Rick Allen. He represents the 12th Congressional District of Georgia, member of the House Ag Committee, Education and Labor Committee, and is joining us from 1302 Longworth. And it's so good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So a lot of issues that you're watching right now, and one of them deals with prices for a commodity that sometimes maybe the rest of the U.S. doesn't talk about.
Right.
That's lumber.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about it when they're going to buy a new home. It's adding anywhere from $30,000 to $35,000 to the price of a average price of a home in this country. You know, the problem is if you talk to those, particularly those folks who got in the CRP program, now that timber's ready to be harvested, and they're getting nothing on the stump. So somewhere between the stump and the mill, or really, I guess, from the mill to the retail, there's a problem. We know that Canada bought a lot of our mills, sawmills in Georgia, and they've got some issues with help. Skilled workforce, and that's creating the supply side issue, which is created, and of course the demand's there because the economy is recovering. So what happens? Prices go up because they can't get the stuff milled, which is holding up the folks who want to bring it in from the stump, and so we get But anyway, President Trump would have gotten in the middle of this and solved it. We're hearing nothing from the Biden administration. And of course, that's happening to lots of our products out there. We're seeing inflation numbers that, frankly, we haven't seen in since the 70s. So we need to get to the bottom of this problem and solve it, and it's solvable.
You're talking about a workforce as well, and That's a whole nother issue that's running not just within the lumber industry. Yeah. That's pretty much nationwide, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yes, absolutely. We provided some stimulus and some enhanced unemployment, which I was was not in favor of during COVID, during the initial time when we shut the economy down, initially for 30 days, and I think it went on actually for 90 days. And the idea back then is if we're going to require businesses to isolate and shut down, we had, other than essential, that we had to provide a way for them to sustain their employee base. We saved 60 million jobs. And, of course, we lost the White House, and then the Biden administration says, okay, we got to have another stimulus package, the American Rescue Plan. And so right now we've got about 8 million jobs open out there. We've got 10 million people who are not working. We've got about 25 million people who are stuck on welfare, which we put in the last farm bill, trying to give those folks an opportunity to get trained up and get back to work and get and enjoy the dignity and respect that comes from getting a good job. We got no Democratic support. They stripped it out in the Senate, and we had to run up on a deadline and had to pass it through the House to get so our farmers could plant before season. And so, but it's things like that that make no sense. And we've got about 3.5 million people on enhanced unemployment right now. So again, there's still something out there, and the Ways and Means Republicans actually established a study to look at exactly how much a family of four has received with both parents not working, and it's about $109,000 tax-free since COVID began. Now, tax-free, that's probably the equivalent of maybe 2 to 3 years' compensation. Some of our families out there. Well, guess what? They're creating the demand, and of course, a lot of these folks, the government's paying to stay home, and yet we're seeing this inflation. So taxpayers are really getting the short end of the deal here, and it you know, this government's paying people to stay home, and we're seeing all this inflation, which is another tax. Look at gas prices. Look at food prices. You name it. So the American Rescue Plan did everything it could to destroy the comeback in this economy. And Georgia, the governor has already said he got a waiver, and he's going to end the enhanced employment the end of June. That's going to be a big help. Georgia, the state of Georgia, and I want to thank our farmers. Agriculture is our number one industry, and it has made a strong comeback. And in fact, we're at pre-pandemic economic levels right now in Georgia. Of course, our governor's done a good job. He opened the state early, got criticized. But, you know, of course, rural America has handled this whole thing a lot better than the large cities have. So my hat's off to my fellow Georgians and all of our ag industry who kept us fed, who kept us clothed through a very difficult process. And now we're having to deal with this left-wing radical legislation coming out of here. I mean, the president's budget's going to double the size of EPA. And guess who they target? Our farmers. They're talking about the waters of the U.S. rule again. So we've got a lot of work to do. The good news is the Congress is very, their majority is 5. The Senate is 50-50. We think we're going to win some battles, and we know we are. And so, we got to stop this nonsense. And give the people the tools they need in the toolbox to get this economy back where it was.
Just a couple of minutes left, but I'd like to ask you about something you're involved in, the Barn Act. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a lot of vegetable growers. I have the famous Vidalia onion in my district, and of course now they produce all kinds of vegetables there, watermelons, you name it, in that precious soil in my district. The Barn Act we introduced because right now the Department of Labor basically enforces the H-2A, H-2B programs. Department of Labor was established to represent our domestic workers. They have no interest in these migrant workers that come into the country, do this work that Americans don't seem to want to do, and then they go back home. But they create all kind of hurdles for us. And it's a very big problem for blueberry growers, all of our fruit and vegetable growers. So the Barn Act moves the enforcement of those programs to the Department of Agriculture, because the Department of Agriculture understands the sensitivity of getting those products off those plants, picked, and to market, because there is a window there. The Department of Labor does not understand that. I've had to explain to them several times in trying to get workers in my district to do what we need to do. And it's a national security issue as well. And the Ag Department, the USDA is the one that needs to be enforcing those policies so that and also it simplifies. It's a lot of good things in the bill that simplifies the process and some of the requirements, ridiculous requirements that our farmers are put under to deal with the migrant worker program. So it's a great bill. We've got great support. Hopefully in 2022 we get the majority back and we can move that bill.
So good to see you. Thanks for your time, for what you're doing, and we wish you the best.
Well, thank you. And again, a big shout out to our farmers out there, and thank you for all that you do for this great country.
It's the Honorable Rick Allen representing the 12th Congressional District of Georgia on today's Agribusiness Report.